This is Charles Collins in the conference hall. The 50th anniversary of the European Union has been marked by celebrations around the continent, but also by some trepidation. In the last 3 years, the Union has nearly doubled in size and also seen two founding members, France and the Netherlands, reject the new EU constitution in 2005. So the future of the Union is at the forefront at this conference, organized by the Commission of Bishops' Conferences of the EU. Today, the new president of the Italian Bishops' Conference, Archbishop Angelo Bonasco of Genoa, brought up the moral dimensions of the EU. He said the Catholic Church's main concern is that the dignity of the human person remain the ethical center of the Union. He said that human life must be protected from conception until natural death. He also said the family must be respected. His words were welcomed by those who are asking questions about a document released yesterday by a committee appointed by Comissé to mark this 50th anniversary. The document, called A Europe of Values, the Ethical Dimension of the European Union, was drawn up by 25 eminent Europeans, all Catholic, called the Group of the Wise. The document discussed issues from international solidarity to fighting racism within the borders of the EU, but avoided such hot-button topics as abortion, euthanasia, and gay marriage. The drafters said this is because these issues belong to the competence of the national governments. But Archbishop Bonasco has reminded the conference that they are the concern of everyone in the EU. Right now, participants are examining this message of Rome to be sent to the European Commission. They have until 7 p.m. this evening to submit amendments. Live from the conference hall, I'm Charles Collins.